The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Didn't I tell you that's the old Poncho, brother? Didn't I tell you there's been a transformation, a metamorphosization?
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. We're back at you again this week. We had such a good time last week that we felt we should get back on the mic. Poncho, how you feeling?
Yeah, salutations, Tools. So I was sitting on the toilet this morning looking at my Twitter. And other than being impressed and totally blown away by my own size, I thought, what a day for a show. You know, last week was wonderful. Fells are rained out tonight, Tools. But it's always sunny in this studio, brother.
It is a shame. I was looking forward to tonight.
I know.
I got out of work early. I was going to watch the Phils. You know, I was going to enjoy the night. And now I guess we got a day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Exactly. And now, Tools, it's not a lose-lose. Now you can get back to, what were you watching, the Ernest trilogy?
No, I was watching some, I guess it's not Daily News Live anymore. They're always changing up names. I don't know what it was, that thing at 5 o'clock on Comcast. Where they were going over sports and this, you know. And then
you started calling me and harassing me about getting prepped for the show. And here we are.
Well, you claim you were prepped.
I'm as prepped as can get, brother. Erect and ready to roll.
Okay. Now, last week on this show, you buried the Phillies. You said that they should be trading players by now. You gave up on them. You gave them zero chance. Do you still stand pat with that?
What are you excited over, Tools? The fact that we're still under 500 or the fact that we have one legit hitter in the order?
I'm still excited by the fact that we have a chance to make the playoffs.
Let me get this off my chest first. As long as you can hear Wheeler every night, brother, we know it's a good season for you. But I'm talking about this team, and there's still one bat in the lineup.
Who's your one bat? Dominic Brown.
Maybe the guy that's on pace to hit 40. I don't know if you've been following much, but he's the only bat, Tolles. I mean, other than that, we got nobody with, what, more than 30 ribs? Anybody on this team have more than 30 RBIs other than Dominic Brown?
Let me think about this.
Yeah, good reason to be excited for this team, Tolles. But, hey, I'm not the hater that David Murphy thinks every Phillies fan is. Obviously, they're still alive, Tolles, but they're still under 500.
Would you like to... discuss Ben Revere, who you were ready to, I mean, you were going to beat the guy up last week.
Tools, my point was Ben Revere is the lightest hitting player in the league. How many home runs has he got?
Who cares if he's hitting 320?
How many RBIs does he have? And he plays every day and he has 15 RBIs.
He's a leadoff hitter.
Now, Tools, he was hitting 7th, 8th a lot of the season. Come on, brother. 15 RBIs, and we're more than half the season in. Give me a break.
I think you should re-examine your Ben Revere. Do you know he is the 6th highest hitter in the league since May?
My issue is not with Ben Revere. My issue is with Delmon Young, Jimmy Rollins, John Mayberry, of course, and catcher where we get nothing out of. So that's half the lineup, Tools. Half the lineup.
So... man, I just don't know. I guess I'm, like, more of a fan than you.
You're more of a homer than me, Tools, and that I'll concede. But my point on Rollins is this. I can't – Tools, it's getting old. It's beyond old. I don't know if you saw the game a few nights ago. It was a 3-1 ball game, 8th inning. Rollins hits a grounder, right? Washington is already throwing the ball all around the infield all night, 2 or 3 errors, and he's walking to first base. Walking to first base, Tools. I just don't understand how this guy gets all the credit that he gets and all the love that Manuel showers this guy with when he's a loafing hack and he stinks.
Are you talking about last night's game or not? It was
This is a couple nights ago.
Well, what about last night's game? To your point, I mean, I'm not a Jimmy Rollins fan at all. It was last night, I think he popped the ball up or something and the guy dropped it and... he looked safe. He wasn't safe. But if he would have been running hard out of the box, he would have been safe. And they would have gotten a run. That was last night.
Jimmy Rollins, if he was half as good as he thinks he is, we'd be over 500 right now. But I'm sorry, Tools. 30 RBIs? Does he even have 30 RBIs yet?
If I told you I would give you $13 million to play baseball for 1 year, all I need you to do is guarantee anytime you hit the ball, no matter where it goes, you would run your hardest to first base. Would you be able to do that?
Tools, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm well off. I'm established in life. I've made some dollar. But if I'm getting paid that kind of money, brother, I'm going to bust it. And I'll tell you what, Ben Revere busted every play. Jay Sutley busted every play.
Rollins,
the oldest player in the team, you'd think would lead by example rather than go the other way.
Now you are a Ben Revere fan.
I just said he runs out every ball. Okay. I didn't say I hated the guy. I just said he's a feeble bat.
Seems like you're kind of warming up to Ben Revere.
Tools, come on. Don't start stuffing your agenda onto me. You sound a lot like Wheeler here. But come playing off of last night's game, a couple close plays. Do you want instant replay in the game?
Yeah.
I know. Nick, the other night at the ball, you were begging for reviews of all balls. So I know how you feel about instant replay, brother.
Do you think Delman Young might be considered for a Golden Glove?
Oh, God. Tools. And it's not that he just misses a ball. He just, it's a circus when the ball is hit to him. What? Not only is he not in a position to catch, he's not in a position to recover after missing the ball.
What?
I've never seen
Why
a guy make multiple errors on one ball.
Why does he scamper around when a ball is hit to him? He has, like, light feet. He looks like you going up for a reverse layup and pick up basketball.
I'll tell you what, Tools. If Delman Young took play in the field half as serious as he takes up a fey line, we might have a decent outfield.
If he took play in the outfield as serious as you do pick up basketball, example, miss Eagles games because of playoff or because of pick up basketball, he would probably be a better outfielder.
Okay, yeah. I did miss the first 5 minutes of a 4-12 team last year, Tools. But as you continue to pile on me, I got something here. Quick little lesson here. Poncho's picks. I got a lightning round of questions for you real quick. All it takes is a simple answer. Are you ready?
Yes. Are they yes and no answers, or can I?
Yeah. One-word answers, Tools. So obviously your education can handle it. Darren Ruff, is he a legit major leaguer?
No.
Dominic Brown, how many home runs does he finish with?
38.
Cole Hamels, how many wins does he finish with?
11.
How many games does this team win this year?
87.
And last, not least, is Charlie Manuel the coach of this squad in 2014?
No.
Wow. Wow.
Did I answer?
I like your answers, Tools, actually. I think your win total's a little high, but I like your answers. We're on the same page.
Okay.
And you handled that very nicely, Tools, considering the thinking that you do is not very quick, but... you know, that was good. You handled it well, like a man.
Well, thank you very much. I mean,
you're welcome.
I'm excited again about the Phillies. I admit that. I'm looking forward to watching them play. When they lose, I'm disappointed. They're 5.5 out of the wild card. I understand that. But why not? You know, it's like high school, all right? You've been in bad relationships. We know that. This is like... You just broke up with your girlfriend. You got back. You broke up. You know the relationship's over, but you might as well bang her one more time. And
Tools, you
we
just
might as well bang the Phillies one more time.
Okay. First of all, you just outed yourself on the air. Secondly, you just proved to yourself why you shouldn't fall in love with this team, Tools. They're one game under 500. Give up on it. I watch them every game, Tools. 7 o'clock, you know where I am. We know where you are, upstairs cleaning the bathroom. But you know where I am, watching the game. That doesn't mean I'm fully committed and thinking this team's going to the playoffs.
Okay, could you pretend for the next 3 minutes that you're optimistic about this team and lay out a vision of how things could be positive?
Here's the point I wanted to make. Positive is this. I'm not the guy that thinks blow everything up and totally reorganize this team. My strategy is this, Tools. Obviously, Dom Brown's your centerpiece power hitter. You're stuck with Ryan Howard for 3 more years. So he's going to have to be here. Get him healthy. Get him back to hitting 25 and driving in maybe 90 a year. And then phase in some younger guys at the other positions. Why can't we keep Howard around and just try to nurse him back, keep some of the old with the new, you know, instead of just totally bringing in all new guys and being a sour squad for 2-3 years.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think you understood my question. I'm not asking for your 3-year positive vision. I'm talking about this season. How about them making the playoffs, getting hot, making a run, and winning the World Series?
I think this is as hot as the Phillies get. I don't think Tools. Do you know? Are you familiar with this bullpen?
I know.
I'll take that as a yes. Are you familiar with this lineup? I'll take that as a yes, Tools. Are you familiar with this manager?
Yes.
And that's why I think we're right around 80 wins okay. This year, and we're not going to the playoffs.
I cannot,
that's just my opinion, but I'll watch every game.
I cannot argue with you about the bullpen. I will not argue with you about the bullpen. I will kind of argue with you about the lineup. They've been scoring some runs lately. Their offense has shown signs of life, so I do think they can score enough runs to make the playoffs. I am concerned about what's in between starting pitching and Papelbon. I mean, can I lay out my optimistic view?
Tools, I would love it. And you're going to disgrace yourself to all our fans, but go ahead.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do, this bullpen has a lot of young arms. They got live arms, but they're young arms. Let's say the next couple weeks, they get a swagger about them. You know, the DeFratises of the world. They come in, they start striking people out, and you kind of create this bridge to Papelbon. Number two, let's say Ruff starts to heat up a little bit. You start to find this power hitter. You can then put him in left field. Then you move Dominic Brown over to right field. You don't have Delman Young twinkle toes out there trying to play defense. All right, so there's your offense a little bit. Howard comes back in September.
Yeah,
his knee's better. Now all of a sudden he has a little more of a stroke. You put him back in the four hole. You got Utley doing okay. Halliday, he comes back. His rotator cuff was bad. He starts being a pitcher that's equivalent to Kyle Kendricks. I mean, let's give Kendricks some props. He's been pitching amazing.
When you're comparing Roy Halladay to Kyle Kendrick, you know Holiday's far past his prime, brother.
But Kyle Kendrick, if you look from last year...
I say he's solid, but he's not no ace.
I'm not saying he's... But, okay. So, the Phillies... And this is one thing you have to keep in the back of your mind. The NL stinks.
Yeah. But NL East stinks. NL East stinks and the West is weak. The Central's very strong. There's three teams in that division that are better than the Phillies.
Yeah, and, but okay, here's a question for you. When the Phillies lost to the Giants in the NL Championship, were the Giants better than the Phillies?
Of course not.
When the Phillies lost to the Cardinals, were the Cardinals better than the Phillies?
I see where you're going.
Does the
playoffs
best
is different.
Team always win?
Not necessarily, but the best teams usually get into the playoffs, Tools, because it's about record in the regular season, brother. Right now we're short, sort of like you, me. You mentioned live arm. I got a live arm in my shorts. But the stars are aligning in your head, Tools. All those things you mentioned. First of all, Ryan Howard, forget about it. He's not even going to be on the table until next year. This guy's done this year. If they even try to rush him back for a week or two, he's just going to get hurt again. So forget about that.
Yeah, but
and Halliday, like you said, you were wishing he's like Kyle Kendrick. So that shows how pathetic his career is right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you would get another Kyle Kendrick in the lineup, that's four solid pitchers.
I don't think the problem's this rotation, brother. As a matter of fact, I think this team in a short series with the three top pitchers they have can be actually pretty dangerous. I need some bats, and I need some late bullpen arms.
Well, I don't think you should trade for late bullpen arm. I think you should roll the dice and go with these young guys and just hope that they can produce, they can mature. I mean, something you never did, but maybe they could.
Tools, you talk about maturity and all that, but I'm going to close the Phil segment down here with one last quick point. You probably didn't see this because who knows, you were sleeping or looking at Wheeler posters privately, but Lancaster got a big-time shout-out the other night. I don't know if you saw this or not. Sarge, Gary Matthews, had a charity cooking event, and a group from Lancaster won the chance to eat with Sarge. I don't know if you saw that, but they televised it and showed the dinner. And sure as hell, there's an Amish guy there amongst the group eating dinner with Sarge.
Well, what's wrong?
I don't know his name, but he was in full Amish gear.
What's wrong?
Representing
with
Lancaster.
Nothing.
Well,
wrong
what is wrong
with
is Sarge pronounced Lancaster, so the Sarge has never been in Lancaster County. Sorry to disappoint everybody.
So did Drew Rosenhaus.
You know what? You know what Drew Rosenhaus can do, brother? Exactly. Let's move on. Where are we going? You're the leader.
How about a pet peeve, which this just this drives me nuts, and it's like kind of doesn't go with anything right now, but are you not sick and tired?
Oh, you don't go with that.
Are you not sick and tired of watching a professional sports team and they interview the coach in the middle of the game and the coach there does not want to do the interview, but like they have to or they'll be fined. Who wants this done? Who is mandating this? Why is this taking place? It needs to stop.
Well, the league's mandating it, Tools. These guys are required
but,
to do those interviews.
Who,
I mean, I get,
who is the
I get,
producer? Who is the guy that's saying, you know what, this color is going to add a lot to this game? Because every time I see it, I'm saying, this is stupid. Why are they doing it?
Yeah, it's awkward. It's painful to watch and listen to because it's really bad TV. I agree with you, Tools. And that goes in line with the point I was going to make. I'm just disappointed in Comcast Sportsnet, Tools. I mean, it's a women takeover right now. I don't know if you watch any of their stuff, but it's D-Line, Leslie, Amy, Lisa. It's all women. All these blondes, all these half-beat-up blondes that together don't even make up a six. And the reporting's just, I don't know if you saw Amy Fadul trying to lead Daily News Live the other day.
It's bad.
About as sloppy as your first piece. What was that, junior year of college? Senior year, but she's sloppy, Tool. She needs work. And, you know, I might take it in the back room and beat it up a little, but I don't want it on the air.
It is a little tough with some of the questions that they have. You can just tell, like, they have questions written down before the segment, and they ask
and they
it.
Don't
and then if you go anywhere off topic, it's pretty bad.
And Sarah Baker, the Flyers anchor, Tools. Yeah, Sarah Baker, she better be able to cook because I sure as hell ain't hitting it. Get her off the air.
Here's a question for you. Who was the guy that just said, I'm retiring from the NHL. I have a $100 million contract, but you know what? I'm not going to do it.
I don't know his first name because there's Russians in their names. I just put letters together, but I think it's Kovalchuk of the Devils. $78 million, I think he walked away from to play in Russia.
Were the Flyers trying to sign him at one point?
Yeah, I believe they were.
Thank God we didn't sign him.
Yeah, right. Tools, come on. $78 million to go play in Russia. I don't even think you can get an erection in Russia. It's so cold. Can you? Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't know. You're not functional down there anyway. But
I'm going to tell all the fans right there.
Go ahead.
Don't trust the Russians.
No,
It is the Cold War all over again.
Yeah.
They are not our friends. They want to destroy us. So just be aware of that.
Red Dawn, brother. I saw Rocky IV, and I know enough to know it's cold there, Tools, and these Russians are a bunch of cowards who hide behind nuclear weapons, and I think most of them are gay, and their women have hairy armpits.
Now, you referenced Red Dawn there. I don't know if many people could hear that, correct?
Yeah, sure I did.
Did you see that movie?
I refused to watch the remake. Anything with Channing Tatum in it? No, won't do it. Sorry.
Okay. So, I don't think it was Russians that attacked us in Red Dawn.
What, Chinese?
No.
Canadians?
No. But anyway, just to let you know
that. Fictional movie, Tools. But I hope you know that.
It was fictional, but just you should probably brush up on your movie knowledge. Where you just hated remakes, and you're going to watch the Dumb and Dumber remake.
Tools, it's not a remake. It's a sequel with the same guys. But speaking of great TV, have you seen that Little Caesars commercial with the guy in the crippled cast arm? Oh, that's the funniest commercial I've ever seen.
No. Can you tweet it out?
I'll tweet it out immediately, Tools. Are you active on Twitter?
Yeah.
No, you're not. The Lord knows that, Tools. Helen Keller wouldn't follow you on Twitter. That's how scary you are. Hey, but I have a presence on there. Yeah, I'll tweet that out.
Remember last week we were discussing the Kanye, Jay-Z albums?
Yeah. Did you get around to that?
Yeah. This is my professional opinion on both of them. Not their best work.
Jay-Z mailing it in, brother.
Jay-Z. First off, so Jay-Z had this idea that he was going to release his album as an app on like Samsung, like a Samsung app right. on the phones. Like he doesn't have enough money, so he's got to like screw us over even more.
Yeah.
It didn't even work. Everything crashed. The only way people really got the album is you either downloaded it off BitTorrent or you waited for it to come on Spotify. So, Jay-Z, but that being said, listening to the music, both of these guys, bad albums.
Yeah, Jay-Z mailed it in, Tools. And for the great marketing ploy from Jay-Z, here you go, brother. July 3rd, a day before it came out, I got on SoulSeek and got it for free. So there you go.
Yeah, it was leaked. I mean,
so the Samsung guys who were waiting for it to come out in the 4th got it a day after I got it. And they paid for it.
Both the issues with those two is they have kids, and you know now they've lost focus on their music. They need to step up. I mean, they need to
agree.
It's just not very good.
But
music.
It's only a matter of time until that Kardashian taco gets really worn out. You know that's already beaten up. So I'm sure Kanye's not.
Yeah, I thought Ray J already wore that out, but.
Yeah, exactly, Tools. You know, I've seen this woman already with two guys that have shafts on them. So I don't want any part of this woman. No thank you, Kim. I don't need you.
Okay, I'm an educated person, so I listen to podcasts. And this is the funniest thing I've heard in a long time is I have one of the things I subscribe to is NPR on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a review of Jay-Z's album, which I'll put out on our Twitter feed. And it is the whitest review of an album you've ever heard. It's almost like something you'd hear on Saturday Night Live. I can't even believe it's true.
Wow.
This guy's whiter than you, and he's breaking down the album, and it's, oh my God. I mean, Jay-Z, yeah. It's not his fault, but he's like crossed over so much. He's crossed over so much that he's now, he can't be relevant because like, it's just terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible, Tools. And you made a great point there. Your first one of the show. What are we, 22 minutes into the show here? First point for you? Okay. Well, but usually it takes longer. But yeah, too much. It's a white fan base for Jay-Z, Tools. Too many white people listen to his music. And, you know, his album, the beats weren't even that good. But everything it raps about, it's not relevant. I mean, nobody even knows this lifestyle. And it's fine if you're rapping about that stuff, if you back it up with the big beats, Tools, the kind of beats that I grind on a woman to and just berate her in front of everybody on a dance floor. But even the beats are weak, I think.
Yeah, enough about that shit.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
you
right.
said you had some little Sixer stuff you wanted to go over.
I did. Well, I had one point here. And you know, I know you're hyped about the Sixers this year. You think it's going to be a great future for this team, but I don't know if you heard the bad news, but Nick Young was signed. He will not be back with the Sixers. That leaves me with one question, Tools. Who the hell is going to roll the blunts on the team plane? I mean, this guy here, as you could see, was completely high every game, and I heard he had a nice roll too, Tools. So that could affect his squad because there's a lot of guys that like the green corn on this team. But Nick Young won't be back. 10.7 a game, gone.
How about Andrew Bynum signed with Cleveland?
Congratulations, Cleveland. That's all I can say about that.
What an idiot. Remember, we were stupid. Yeah. Remember how excited we were last year or whenever when they got him? I mean, we were thinking. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who we probably shouldn't have questioned, we ripped him because he basically said he's a lazy bum. This guy did not want to play for Philadelphia. So
No, he didn't.
He didn't show up for a whole year, took $18 million and said, see you later. What would you do to this guy? Yeah. Would you, like, punch him, or what?
What would I do, him, Tools?
Yeah.
I'd humble him quickly with two fists to each side of his face, and then I'd punch his bad hair. I hope you're taping the show, Tools. This is a good show. You taping it?
Yeah, it's taping.
I've been drinking all night, brother.
How about Deshaun Jackson was named captain?
Captain of what?
The Eagles offense.
Well, yeah, so maybe they can take the example of some of his awful tweeting and Instagramming. This guy's almost as bad of a tweeter as Marcus Vick. Have you seen this guy's tweet?
Oh, gosh. He compared the Zimmerman trial to
Mike Vick.
Yeah, and he said, you break it down.
Tools. This guy is a loose cannon, if I've ever heard. We all know Mike Vick is no scholar, but Marcus, boy. If you're not up to Mike Vick's intellectual ability, you're hurting. And Marcus fell very short. He tweets out, hey, you know, talking about that Trayvon Martin trial down in Florida, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, obviously America cares more about dogs than black people because this guy's going to get off and my brother did 2 years. First of all, the trial hasn't even been decided yet. So, Marcus, chill out. Slow down. Slow down, brother. And you can't bring race into it. You cannot bring race into it when you're that public of a figure, even though he's a nobody. He's a nobody.
Who can't bring race into it?
Marcus Thick. You can't do that. Come on.
What are you talking about? All the media does is bring race into it. I can't. I hate this trial more than anything in the world.
I agree.
I'll break the whole trial down for you real quick, okay? The idiot guy Zimmerman is a wannabe cop, right?
Right.
He carries a gun around. He wishes he was a cop. So he sees this black guy in his neighborhood that looks, you know, a little hoodish or whatever.
Right.
He goes up to the black guy, right? The black guy beats the crap out of him.
Exactly.
So he shoots him. That's what happened. What really, so it wasn't murder. It was
manslaughter.
This guy, Zimmerman, should do about 15 to 20 years in jail because he's an idiot. But the media wants to get ratings, so they turn it into a race thing.
Oh,
I don't even think Zimmerman's a white guy. I can't tell.
No,
I look
not.
At him.
He's
his
not.
Eyes
he's a
are too. His eyes are too close together.
Well, Tools. Okay, we'll just gloss over that. But you got the trial nailed right on, Tools. And this has been a race thing from the very start. If you remember the whole hood talk, you know, do hoodies signify a thug or whatever? But you're right. You know, he probably did look a little rough. But this wasn't the best neighborhood in the world, Tools. And this Zimmerman guy had no business of confronting this kid. And yeah, he got his face beat in and pulled a piece on him and shot him. It's going to be manslaughter. Manslaughter coming back.
And you got Jamie Foxx wearing a Trayvon Martin t-shirt.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I mean, come on. This type of crap just annoys me to no end.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a little thing here. You wanted me to do a little woman's point, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a woman's point, right?
No, I always got a point, brother. And it's down low and it's long.
Right.
Go ahead.
Tell me if this has ever happened to you before.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down, like, every morning in my certain area, because as I've said on the show before, if you want a successful relationship, you do not share a bathroom. So I was in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, was doing my deed, and I look, and there's absolutely no toilet paper next to me. I'm thinking, this son of a bitch, what just happened? All right, ladies, if you run out of toilet paper and you're going to come over to my bathroom, don't take the whole freaking roll. Clob, you know, take a group of it in your hand and wipe. And if you do take the whole roll, put it back. Have you ever run into this issue?
Well, I'm just going to make a statement of fact right now, brother. Women cannot, will not, are not able to put a roll of toilet paper on a spindle. They have no idea how to do it or else they're too lazy. Well, I got a message for my woman and women everywhere. Put it on the roll or I'll roll you. I'm sick of this. If I want to take a smash, brother, I want some toilet paper and I want it on the roll. I want to peel it off.
If you're going to take the roll, put the roll back or you're going to get rolled.
And also, if you're putting it on, don't put it on backwards. Put it so the sheets come off the front, not the back. Can't stand that either, too.
Okay, we only got one more minute left, but I want to say this, too. Kind of on the same lines, I keep my razor at the same place all the time. I went for my razor the other day. The razor's not there.
Yeah, in the shower, right?
You know what that thing's been shaving. Do I use it ever again or not?
Tools, come on. Well, what are you shaving, first of all?
Me, my face, but I'm saying, what's the woman shaving?
Yeah, you know what she's shaving. Once it enters the shower, brother, there's no coming back. That's a black hole. You better buy yourself another Gillette.
And
it's gone.
And these Mach 3 blades aren't cheap.
No, they're not, Tools. They're very expensive, and they're sharp. I like the way they work. Yeah, but she always takes mine, too, Tools. That's why, you know what changes that? Right there.
Exactly.
No words, all action.
Well,
good show, brother.
I hope everybody enjoyed our show. We'll be back at some point. Next week, we got a little excursion you'll hear about, so you probably won't hear us next week, but have a good one.